You're in day one of the three-day event. We call it the Big Three. It's got quite a history, doesn't it?
Oh, it's a long-standing, great history. Probably the longest, most time-honored field day in the country. It actually started back in the 60s with a swine day where industry leaders all over the country came together and really decided type and dealt with issues that dealt with the swine industry, and then evolved into a contest. And the late Dr. Joe Hughes and late Dr. Bob Todashek decided, let's have a species per day over 3 days and call it the Big Three. That was 29 years ago. And so now we're approaching our 30th year, and it has grown over the years to expand about 1,500 kids a day from Oklahoma, the surrounding states, as far away from Georgia, Maryland this year. It's just it's a tremendous event that not only allows us to host a judging contest and get to really see different classes and let kids work out and have their coaches work with them, but we really get to open the doors, Oklahoma State University, and show off kind of who we are. And I really let people see us and interact with us, and really turns into a recruiting event for us also.
So it really, it serves a couple of major purposes then.
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, we'll always hang our hat on livestock judging events, instilling life skills. That's what we hang our hat on. That decision-making, that communication skill, the teamwork, the confidence and responsibility that it instills in our kids is why we do this. That's why the battle drums beat, field days is here, and they come from everywhere. And that's why we do it. But it's also fun. It's enjoyable. There are people that plan their vacations around the Big Three. and they come from everywhere. Because it's also an enjoyable time where friends and family get to spend a week together.
Now, as far as the judging competition, you actually got the contest that the young people are judging the three major, actually four major species now, right?
Right, because we do have goats that are part of the sheep day. So it's really a sheep and goat day, as that's established itself as one of the four major species that we really show and have as an industry here in the state.
Now, the young people, a lot of cases, you've got teams that are starting to form themselves at the 4-H and FFA level, and this is one of the first times they really are able to start working together.
Right. One of the neat attributes of a contest like this, it's a little more relaxed, and we do not talk oral reasons. And so there are a lot of kids out here that are 8 years old, and this is their first time to be in a judging contest. And it's a great way to introduce to novice and young kids a judging contest that still counts, still a competition. But all the way to 18 years of age, this is still a fierce competition. The sweepstakes is hard to win. To win that overall championship over the 3 days is a tough deal. And there's some tremendous scholarship monies available and some really valuable honors that people will come from Georgia and Maryland to try to compete for and win, because it's also a big deal. So it's a great venue, really, regardless of experience level. But like you said, it is a great opportunity for younger teams to kind of get out here in a little lower pressure situation and compete.
And you actually have some training sessions for some of these younger members as well.
Right. And of those, probably the most beneficial is immediately after the competition, all these classes will stay out here. And then their individual coaches, ag teacher, extension educator, can spend as long as they want going back through these classes, talking about them, and really working out on where there's a lot of people maybe way out in the panhandle of Oklahoma that really have a hard time getting seven hog classes together, seven sheep classes together. So it's just an opportunity for these teams to really, maybe that's as beneficial as anything, is that time with their team after the competition. But yes, there's afternoon sessions, Stock Show University tours, there's all kinds of educational venues in the afternoons.
You know, down the road, you said we're approaching 30 years. What, you know, what's ahead for Big Three as far as, you know, how do you continue to let it mature and you know gather, I guess, and head into, you know, more usefulness for these young people?
Right. Well, that's an interesting question, and I think one of the themes that my office runs with is, it's not broken, don't fix it. On its own, and on the legs of Dr. Joe Hughes and Dr. Bob Todashek, this has happened. This is not something I started. This is not something that any of our current faculty started. This is a long-standing, legendary day and 3 days that we're not going to mess with. So there's kind of a balance of honoring what has been started and leaving it alone as what it is, and introducing things that are current and fun and educational and to the benefit of today's youth as compared to 30 years ago. So things like next year we'll have a dodgeball tournament and things like that. They're just more for the joy of our attending crowd as anything. But I don't think we plan on changing a lot. The attendance continues to break records every year. We really can't hold any more people. So I don't know what to really change other than just offer what's offered here. I think livestock judging is still one of those last remaining events that does instill so many things that we value. And our attendance isn't dropping. So we're not going to probably change a whole lot.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you bet.